pastor says, it doesn't matter what religion you follow, you'll still go to heaven. Is that right, though?
That's not what the Bible says. Stick around and I'll tell you all about it. My name is Zach, and you're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to help grow your faith in God. Let's get started. Some people think it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you believe in something. Well, frankly, that is just ridiculous. Jesus was very clear that there is only one way to get to heaven, and that is through Him. In John 14:6, He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our story today is called All Roads Lead to Rome, Part 1. "It's so pretty here," Kinley told her aunt and uncle as she gazed around the picnic area. She turned to her brother. "Don't you wish you could live in the Rockies, Elliot?" "It sure is nice," Elliot said. "Look, I guess everybody likes this spot. There are paths coming here from all directions. It's just like the city of Rome." "How is this like Rome?" Aunt Sue asked. "Last week, our pastor said that in the days of the Roman Empire, you could follow any road and it would lead you to Rome," Elliot explained. "He said it's like going to heaven. No matter what religion we follow, it will lead us to heaven if we are sincere and do our best." Uncle Don frowned. "Perhaps all roads lead to Rome, but all religions certainly don't lead to heaven. The Bible has something to say about that." "That's right," said Aunt Sue. "If we want to know what's true and what's not, we can't accept the word of any person unless what they say agrees with what we read in the Bible. And in the book of John, Jesus says He is the way to heaven. We can only have eternal life by trusting in Him." Kinley looked doubtful. "I never heard our minister say that. Wouldn't he know?" "Yeah," said Elliot. "He has had lots of training, and he's a really cool guy." "It doesn't matter who he is or how nice he is," Uncle Don said. "What matters is whether he teaches what God says in His Word. The book of Acts talks about the Apostle Paul going to a city called Berea. When he preached to people there, they checked the scriptures to see if what he said was correct. That's what we need to do, too." "I never thought about that," Elliot said. "I always thought whatever our pastor said was true. But I guess he could be wrong." Uncle Don nodded. "People can be wrong, but what God says in His Word is always right." He pulled out his phone. "How about I show you some more Bible verses that talk about how Jesus is the only way to have eternal life?" Elliot and Kinley nodded and scooched closer. So how about you? Do you go to church to learn about God? Do you read books, watch TV shows, or listen to programs that talk about God? That's great, but make sure that what you're learning agrees with God's Word. If you're not sure whether something is true, ask a parent or teacher to help you find it in the Bible. Follow the example of early Christians and read the Bible for yourself. Or if you need help, listen carefully when you hear it read. Our key verse,
Acts 17:11. They searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were true.
And our key thought for today, study the Bible. The Keys for Kids devotionals are fun for me to read to you, but if you want to share them with a friend or someone in your family, here's an idea. Your parents can sign up to get the stories in their email at keysforkids.org/subscribe. When you hear a Keys for Kids story you like, ask mom or dad to send the email with that story to your friend. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow.